So Beijing has issued a new policy making it easier for foreigners to apply for a visa to China if they have received the Chinese vaccine. Now, this has raised concerns amongst experts who warn it risked setting a dangerous precedent which could leave the world separated into vaccine silos. There was also a practical problem. In many countries like the United States, it is impossible to get a Chinese vaccine because these vaccines have not been approved for use by regulators. We cross over to China now. Joining us on the line, Beijing-based Pakistani researcher and journalist Zuna Ahmed Khan joins us on the line. Zuna, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome once again to Radio Islam International.
Wa alaikum assalam. Thank you for having me.
So what's the actual position of the Chinese government? Are they saying that anyone who has a Chinese vaccine can come into the country? Where does that leave those who have vaccines that are not of Chinese origin?
Well, actually, the policy, let me give you a quick update, first of all, that China basically has a zero cases policy, zero COVID cases policy, which means that they are really trying to make sure that the number of cases reported in the country are absolutely zero. This is different from other countries where they are, instead of ensuring that no cases are reported, just trying to make sure that fewer lives are affected by COVID, which has already spread in their countries. In China, that's not the case. The second update is that currently, as we speak, once again, China is reporting cases. A couple of events that I was also supposed to attend in different cities and even in Beijing have been postponed, some indefinitely. So we have waves of cases coming in here and there every few months, and that sort of makes us who are based in China take more seriously certain precautions and take more, even if people are vaccinated, they would need to take a COVID test, etc. So about your question, where does the fact that China requires people to take their vaccine before coming into China, where does it leave people? Well, the first reason that China promotes people, China has this requirement, is because they know how to deal with people who have taken the Chinese vaccine. They know what to expect. They have the appropriate medical measures and expertise to be able to deal with these people who have the Chinese vaccine. So I think instead of thinking about whether this is creating vacuums or instead of, you know, having one united front in the world as if China is opposing this idea, the real reason is very practical, and it's a safety measure. Per se. Then where is the Chinese vaccine not available? I think it should be available in every country, and other countries' vaccines should also be available in China. This is the thing that we need to overcome. For people who want to come to China from other countries and don't have access to the Chinese vaccine, for instance, for diplomats coming from those countries, they will be given a Chinese vaccine when they arrive, and they will complete that course. They will be in quarantine. As soon as people come from abroad to China, they don't directly come to their homes or the hotel where they're staying. There are special facilities in different parts of the country that are able to accommodate them. They live in isolation for 2 to 3 weeks, and at times even longer than that, before they can enter the cities and mainstream places. So during that period, they are given the Chinese vaccine, and then they complete the course. After 3 to 4 weeks, they're able to take the second shot, and that's when that process is completed. So even the fact that visas are open and people are allowed to enter, this depends on who those people are, what is the requirement. But basically, China is avoiding, and it's also inconvenient, because anyone, for instance, before COVID, people would come to China for a few days, a week, attend a meeting, attend a conference, and then leave. Businessmen would come to attend an expo, and then they would leave. But now the policy is that they first need to come and spend 2 to 3 weeks in quarantine, in isolation, and then they can come and attend this activity. So this has also reduced the number of people that are actually coming to China for attending activities. That is, if they qualify to apply for a visa and enter at all. So this is, in a nutshell, where we stand right now. And I would say that, yes, it seems to be a very strict policy, and it is definitely one that that seems to disincentivize, in a way, people coming and leaving. But at the same time, it is also the policy that has kept the situation inside China relatively very, very stable and it has allowed us to reach a state of relative normalcy. And this is a question that, before I end the response here, I'll just say that, you know, once I was on a panel and the anchor asked me, will China question this policy? Back in August, we had another emergence of cases. And I said, absolutely, I don't see that happening. And I don't see people asking for that either. Because in a country of 1.4 billion people, if the virus starts spreading, it will mutate and turn into something much more serious and horrible. And we saw that happening in the UK, in India especially. So the alternative looks very bleak and very scary and much worse for the situation that we are in right now.
So in short, if you don't have the Chinese vaccine, you're not allowed direct access into the country. You've got to land, take the vaccine, and sit a couple of weeks in quarantine.
You take the vaccine, yes. See, it's also case by case. So, of course, you know, the people with the diplomatic passport, their families, many of them are now being stationed in China. So, obviously, they're coming. But when they do, yes, they have to take the vaccine. And this is entirely for medical reasons. It's to maintain consistency. It's to ensure that they are able to take care of these people. They know what to expect. They know how to treat people who have taken the Chinese vaccine in a better way. So this is a safety measure.
That say that, look, the world over, people are coming into different countries, European countries, Western countries, African countries, haven't taken different vaccines, as long as they are one of the established vaccines. And those countries are managing to deal with it. How is it that a first world country like China is saying we can only allow people to enter with our own vaccine because we know how to deal best with our vaccine? There seems to be a suspicion that this is a kind of tit for tat with those countries that have not approved the Chinese vaccine.
I can understand that people can hold this view. I think we are also unfortunately living in a time where hostilities and suspicions have been escalated. But being in China, I mean, I think first of all, the vaccines shouldn't be disallowed in any country. We should be able to take any other country's vaccine. I think this is what we should aspire towards. And I can also understand that because of many global suspicions and because of unfortunate blame game going on a certain political level as well, these ideas can be floated and can be bought. But looking at China, now let's look at the example of my own country, Pakistan, the neighboring countries of Pakistan, looking at the United States, many African countries, countries worldwide, they haven't been able to deal with the situation the way they have in China. And this is the basic fact, looking at the population, looking at the fact that this is the first country where cases were reported, looking at everything that China could have experienced. The situation here is much more stable, and at the end of the day, people's lives are safe. And I think at the end of the day, this is what the Chinese government and the Chinese people especially want, to make sure that safety above all. Of course, for a country, it's not easy to have this kind of policy in many ways. It's a big price that you end up paying because China has been intensely promoting global interactions and people-to-people exchanges. They continue to do so now as well. Now there's a focus on globalization, on encouraging foreign talent, encouraging increased enhancement and engagement with the world. But if they open up like other countries do, the alternative could look absolutely dangerous and scary for people and the world at large. So you can imagine how much the virus could possibly mutate if SOPs are not followed and if it starts to fester in a country this big. So there is a price that every country is paying for the policies that they have chosen. And this is the one that China is paying. But I would say that definitely that price is not the lives of people. This is the price that they do not wish to pay. And I think this is what the people immensely support as well. But that said, I mean, we really need to find a lasting solution to the challenges that we are facing. And every country, all people are facing the challenge.
Indeed. Zun Ahmed, shukran so much for your time. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Have a
Thank
great
you
day
for having me.